Neville Goddard says, everything happens automatically. All that befalls you, all that is done by you, happens. Do you get how cool this is? Everything happens automatically. He also goes on to say the illusion of free will to do is but ignorance of the law of assumption. The illusion of the free will to do. When it comes to doing, you don't have free will. Neither do I. And that scares a lot of people at first. It upset me, I'll be honest. I mean, I asserted I've got all kind of free wills. Look at me, right? And one day I woke up and I realized everything that I do, everything that happens to me, comes from the state that I am in. Neville Goddard says you are free to choose or reject any state. Period. Beyond that, free will ends. Period. And the state that you choose, the state that you choose, and the states that you reject, that's what determines what shows up in your life. That's what determines what you do. By the way, this is from the 1984 Core Lessons. Now, you can get them anywhere in the world. You can download them free at freeneville.com. You can get them on Amazon for a couple bucks. But I'm going to tell you a little story. Because in our Law of Attraction by Neville Goddard Facebook group, it's the LOA by Neville Goddard. Actually, it's the Law of Assumption. But anyway, LOA by Neville Goddard group on Facebook. We had a couple people talking about finding and getting copies of Neville's works signed. And I thought, that's cool, right? I didn't have anything at the time. And so I imagined, I felt, I went to something like this, but something way super cool. So I just imagined holding in my hands something of Neville's, way super cool. And I love to read. So I just sort of explored that feeling. Most people would say they let it go, but I just surrendered to it. You don't let it go, you surrender to it. There's a massive difference. Anyway, so I surrendered to it, and lo and behold, Dave sends me a message on the Facebook with a link. And Dave sends me Dave's the guy who used to rent me. Yeah, as often as he could, sometimes it was for a week, a year, and would train in cool shit. Just have a lot of fun with my weird obtuse NLP and Neville Goddard stuff and the Native American stuff. We spent some time in the woods. It was great. A lot of time in Austin, Texas as well, Pennsylvania. But I seem to digress because Dave sends me a listing for the original typewritten manuscript for the 1948 lectures. And I look at it and I do some checking around, and sure enough, this is the real deal. This is typewritten. It's got Neville's scribbles in it where he updates it. So, you know, so we get to see the original stuff as well as what he changed, right? How cool is this? His handwritten notes. And it's a couple $1,000s. I can't remember how much. I can look it up. And I'm not paying a couple $1,000s for that. That's just not what I do. And so, cool. So I had a giggle and I realized radio. I just went back to my feeling of holding something of Neville's in my hands. And I love to read. And I surrendered to that. I didn't let it go. I surrendered to it. I gave it life. And I kept my eye on it because it was a listing that was going on for a little while longer. And it dropped down to like nothing. And I got it for like $400 Aussie. $300 US, something like that. Something ridiculous. And I thought, okay, here we go. So I paid the money. And of course, I mean, like, what if it gets lost? What if this? What if that? And I noticed the itty-bitty shitty committee wants to, like, play their part. And I just surrendered to holding it in my hands. And sure enough, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by, and there's a package in the letterbox. And I open it up, and it's the original manuscript. It's got some typewritten strikeouts. It's got some handwritten notes in it. It's got some stuff scribbled on. And so it's really cool. But we got an original. Something from 1948 that Neville used to bless the world. Now here's the cool thing. Ready? Everything happens automatically. All that befalls you, all that is done by you happens. So I moved into a state. And I stayed in that state. And that state caused somebody to list something. It caused somebody that I know and love and trust to see it. What are the odds of Dave seeing that? I didn't see it. Dave saw it. What are the odds of him seeing it? 100% because of what I imagined. Dave sends me a note. Here's the link. I click. I'm not going to buy it that price. And that's a lot of whiskey. That's a lot of cigars. That's a lot of puppy treats. That's a lot of flowers for Victoria. But I've imagined what I've imagined. For whatever reason, they drop the price down to a couple $100 and I pounce. And it shows up. And it's what I've dreamed of. And I didn't influence them. I didn't assert that they don't exist and that they're there for my bidding and they've got no free will. Yeah, they accepted a state. They wanted to sell something. See, they imagined something. They imagined selling that. They must have imagined, well, maybe we won't get much money because they didn't. I imagine I won't pay much money because I don't. See, here's the deal, guys. What are you settling for? Because maybe somebody in this world would have paid more. Maybe not. Maybe nobody cared. But I can tell you this much. Everything happens automatically. All that befalls you, all that is done by you happens. And it happens because of the state you are giving life to. Not what you imagined once and doubted, not what you imagined twice and hoped for. You'll notice I stayed in the state and I returned to the state. I dismissed the itty-bitty shitty committee. And I didn't add meaning in. For you guys at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, notice I didn't imagine in getting some piece of crap or getting nothing at all because I paid less. I could have added that kind of meaning in. Well, maybe it's not legit. Right, maybe I won't even get it. Yeah, right, whatever. So here's what I want you to do. Give up the illusion of free will to do. Engage big time in the free will to imagine, because that's where freedom is found. And now, imagine up something lovely and yummy as we go into the silence. If what we do resonates with you, you see, we call these power snacks because it's whatever on my mind I talk about for about 8 to 10 minutes. If you want to totally transform your life, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. At NevilleGoddardStore.com, we've got all kind of goodies. Right? Just click around. Notice what speaks to you. Gobble something up because those are laser-focused packages, courses, and trainings that will change your life. They will transform your world. And again, only do that if what we do resonates with you. Only do that if you're getting gold. And you know you'd love to dive deeper with us. Dive deeper, soar higher. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.